I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Cardinal Stage Company presents The Great Gatsby at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium. It'll be on September 5th through the 22nd. Production directed by the company's producing artistic director, Kate Galvin. This stage version is by Simon Levy. This completes his Fitzgerald trilogy. It includes Tender is the Night and The Last Tycoon. We're talking with Michael Baylor, current IU grad student who plays the self-made man, Jay Gatsby, and Courtney Lucien, an IU grad who appears as Daisy, the quintessential flapper. Michael, I was thinking about your portrayal of George Gibbs in IU's Our Town, another young man whose dream is tied to a girl. And I'm curious about how that fits in with your thoughts about Jay Gatsby.
That's a good connection, yeah. For both of them, there's sort of an interesting innocence about who they're chasing and the fact that it's something that, for them, it seems so simple, the idea of love, that that is what they want and that there shouldn't be any complications with it, that love is love, and if I feel it, that it's this real thing, and of course I'm going to do everything I can to obtain it.
George Gibbs, a baseball success. Mm-hmm. Gatsby, a success in the Army with a uniform to impress Daisy. Looks like a little bit of a parallel there.
Yeah, there's a little bit of parallels between George and Gatsby in that regard. With George, being that he's so young, there are certain things that I feel like he doesn't understand about outside life, life maybe outside the town, or even life as an adult. Gatsby is very much aware of being an adult and what it means to chase things in the real world and how to obtain success and what he needs to do to obtain success and what he needs to do to obtain some sort of glory, which is something that he could use to then win, you know, Daisy's hand, because if he has something to offer, then he'll be able to hopefully win the love that he's chasing.
The self-aware Gatsby. Courtney, I don't think playing the second witch in Macbeth is much of a preparation for playing Fitzgerald's golden girl, his vision really of a flapper. But I'm curious about what parts of your career you might be drawing on to portray Daisy.
Sure. Well, Daisy in this script is mentioned at the very beginning as being much like Zelda Fitzgerald, which is not really Scott Fitzgerald's inspiration for the character Daisy, but certainly had some hand in the creation. And so they mentioned at the beginning about her being a little manic depressive. And I find that really a fascinating thing to explore in the rehearsal room. Having been through some depression myself in life and being an artist and growing up, you know, at becoming an adult and having things in life not necessarily go exactly as you'd planned them, certainly is the case for Daisy. And so it's something that I'm diving really into is the up and down, the roller coaster ride that she's being taken on, not just because of Gatsby re-entering her life and the love and the complex feelings she feels about Gatsby and also her husband Tom, but also because of the time in which she's living and the societal expectations that have been placed on her that she might not necessarily agree with and that sort of bog her down as her life continues. She vacillates, I think, between sincerity and not so much. Depends on the situation. It depends on what's going on inside of her head as far as how she reacts externally. But I think everything starts from a place of sincerity. I think she is internally a deep romantic, and she's wanted this pure love to happen in her life. And because it hasn't, she has had to put up walls.
A deeply romantic Daisy, a self-aware Gatsby, Courtney Lucien, who plays Daisy, Michael Baylor, who plays Gatsby, the upcoming production of the Cardinal Stage Company's Great Gatsby, Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, September 5th through the 22nd. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.